like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Hope Madden.
And this is It's Movie Time. And this is the man, Johnny Depp, in case you don't know where you've been, if you don't know who that is. But Hope, I'm so excited. A new Johnny Depp movie called Transcendence. What do you think?
Yeah. You know, I mean, is it just me, or do we all, like, with every new movie, hope? This is the one where Johnny Depp is good again. This is the one where, like, this is not the one.
Listen,
this is
not the one. He must be a billionaire by now, and not just because he's good looking. He does have talent.
Yeah, he does. He does a good job even in the bad films, but he makes way too many bad films.
He does. He's becoming like Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Only with way much more talent. Well, Transcendence is a science fiction film. It's about artificial intelligence. Johnny Depp is this professor who has uploaded his mind before he dies, and then he takes over probably the world.
Right, yes.
So what's wrong with that? That's kind of interesting.
It was an interesting premise.
Yeah.
And it just gets wildly out of control to the point of just by the end being full on dopey. And it's too bad. They've got a great cast, not just Johnny Depp, but Rebecca Hall is always good. Paul Bettany is always good.
He's great.
Morgan Freeman often sleepwalks through things, but even sleepwalking, he does a fine job.
Now, this is Wally Pfister.
Yes.
Who is the director?
He's mostly known for being
Christopher Nolan's
go-to cinematographer.
Right, right. Inception, for instance, he won the Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a great cinematographer.
Story-wise, he's bitten off some... He's a little bit in Nolan's territory with us.
Of course. And Nolan is a producer.
Right. But they just don't deliver. And you know what? Even the cinematography, I thought, was... I think it just suffered from high expectations. I thought, well, if nothing else, this movie is going to be glorious to look at. And it's got some good shots, but on the whole...
Exactly.
It's whatever.
As a director, I don't know if you tell Johnny Depp what to do. I think he told him to underplay this, and I think that was a mistake.
Yeah, I think that you might be right. I mean, he's the character when he's alive and when he's artificial. There is a difference between the two characters, so that you get like a hint of menace in the one that is uploaded, whereas his regular sort of nutty professor character was very endearing and kind of dorky, and you don't get that once he's online, and I think that was necessary. Both of them, especially online, were underplayed. But I think Rebecca Hall did a very nice job of showing that tension of, I really want this to be okay, but it clearly not. But then again, then the story just loses you. It's like, but is it? But isn't it? But
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Or are they just now nano lovers? What's going on at this point?
In fact, they have some interesting twists, like they have a little anti-technology terrorist group.
Right.
Who would have thought? What do these people do for a living?
I know. What are they doing? They're reading the print newspaper to find out how to track down these big labs. It's just crazy.
I'm looking and saying these are commandos, anti-technology commandos, but actually it's a pretty cute idea, which doesn't itself really go anywhere. The science fiction demand for big ideas is there.
Right.
It's just somehow not translated.
No, I think he just bit off too much, which on the one hand is good because it wasn't preachy. Whatever it was he was trying to against, he certainly wasn't preachy about it. You know, it's like a Frankenstein story and we're just taking science beyond where we are. Or is it that we're polluting the world? Or, you know, women shouldn't be allowed to be the one programming their husbands when they go online because they're going to give them all of the traits they wish they had. I don't know what he was trying to say.
There are touches, Hope, that make me wonder if there wasn't a little bit of tongue-in-cheek. For instance, when the U.S. Army comes, they're using howitzers.
Was that intentional? Because there were nothing programmed. They didn't bring anything that somebody could get to online.
Okay, good idea. Hadn't thought of it. I guess I was trying to infuse it with a little bit of camp.
Yeah, it'd be nice if it had. It could have used a little humor.
Because you remember some of those sci-fi films where they...
Sure.
And you know, you say, wait a minute now, we're in an age of lasers and drones, and you're using a howitzer? I am going to ask you as my guest to be the first to offer your grade for Transcendence, starring Johnny Depp.
C-.
Brutal.
No. It was just so disappointing given what it had going for it.
You know, I'm awarding it a C, so I am really not far from you. And I guess I fell into the trap of wanting it to be so good, and because it is Johnny Depp.
But we did get to look at Johnny Depp, so.
Great. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.